You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Chris Hipkins, the Minister responsible for state services, announced the scrapping of performance pay for public sector CEOs. Up until now, they were eligible for a 15% discretionary performance pay bonus for exceptional performance. Hipkins says the move will save about $4 million over the next 4 years. I spoke with National Secretary of the Public Sector Association, Glenn Barclay, about performance pay in the public sector. I began by asking him what the problems with performance pay are.
Look, there are numerous problems with performance pay, particularly the performance pay systems that we have within the public service. They lack transparency. People really don't know what's going on within them. And they also kind of raise expectations and then tend to dash them because everyone thinks they're a good performer. And then invariably, the reward that comes with that is doesn't really compensate them for the effort that they've put in. It's also divisive. It makes it hard to build teamwork when people are kind of just looking out for themselves. And it can also damage the manager-employee relationship, making it difficult for people to be open and honest in performance reflections when they think it might be held against them in some way when it comes to their pay. So we think that performance and pay should be completely separated. We should have a clear and transparent system that works for everyone.
And as you said, it was sort of given for exceptional performance. Do you feel this actually motivated CEOs to work better, or did they kind of seem to just expect that if they reached their targets, maybe that they'd get this performance pay?
Well, I mean, our point is that we think that, yes, it's good that it's gone from chief executives. We think that it was problematic there. It's a problematic just about everywhere where it's applied, but the our real issue is that it's endemic within the public service for frontline workers, ordinary workers within the public service, and that's a much bigger problem, and that's the one that we really want to address.
Do you feel this government might have any plans to address it?
Oh, we're certainly talking to them about it, and we're optimistic that we can make progress.
And I suppose the money that the government is saving from not paying this performance pay to the highest paid members of the public service, do you think they will redistribute this to those in lower sort of positions?
No, I don't think so. In fact, I'm not sure how much money they're actually saving as a result of this, because they still... with the mix that's occurred within the packages that chief executives get, they probably won't be getting that much different ultimately in terms of the levels of remuneration. But I do know that the gap between the highest paid and the lowest paid in any organisation is something that needs to be monitored. Mm. and shouldn't get out of whack. And we know that the Commissioner is keen to kind of keep a lid on increases in senior levels pay, and we'd support that entirely.
And salaries at Crown entities, I suppose, for example, the ACC Chief Executive is making over about $800,000, but these aren't decided by the State Services Commission. Do you think they should be?
Well, there's a bill before the House at the moment that will give the Commissioner much greater powers when it comes to the setting of salaries of chief executives of Crown entities. Because in the past, and the most egregious example was that of the New Zealand Super Fund, where the chief executive was paid, he's paid well over $1 million, and got a huge increase 2 or 3 years ago against the advice of the Commissioner. So that bill is designed to try and tighten that up, amongst other things, and we'd support that.
And is this sort of a problem, I suppose, endemic to the public service, that there is this huge disparity in what someone at the top gets paid and then everyone else?
Yeah, well, the public sector tends to mimic, or has in the last 30 years at least, tend to mimic what's going on in the private sector. Mm. And we know there that, chief executive set packages have just gone really crazy. And so the language has been, oh, well, look, if that's what the market's delivering, then, we have to match it in some way. And that's wrong. And so I'm pleased that there's some form of reorientation going on within the state sector. It'd be good if it went on within the private sector as well.
I suppose some people say that, well, as you say, that the private sector pays these sort of inordinate wages, and that people will choose not to take up these positions in the public sector if they don't match the wages. Do you think that's true?
Look, I think the most important thing for anyone working in the public sector is a commitment to make a difference, and I think that's certainly true of our members, and I'm sure it's true of the bulk of chief executives as well. So people, you know, if they're going to come to the public service just for the money, well, then I think they're in the wrong place. So basically I think that they, I think we'll get by without having to match the senior levels salaries in the private sector.
The French, for instance, love the cock.
You're tuned into the... That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.